It's Seeds of Success Day on MyFM. Today we're speaking with Rhiannon Campbell and Paul Garrison, who invited me out to speak more about Garrison Equine Center.
Can you start off by telling me a bit sort of about the farm, about the center, sort of its history, and your involvement in as well? And now we'll just start off with that, with the history, your involvement, what you get up to in a day.
What we do in a day? No, we ride a lot. We buy and retrain, or uptrain, whatever you want to call them, get them better broke, and lease and sell them, yeah. And we race some horses as well. We've got some quarter horse we race, yeah. Been doing that for a long time. Rhiannon has as well.
So yeah. How long has the center been open? How long have you been doing this for?
Myself and trading horses for maybe 40 years. Yeah, before that I rodeoed, and before that I shot horses. I was a blacksmith in that area, yeah. Yeah.
And can you walk me through sort of a day in the life, sort of from waking up to going to bed? What do you get up to in a day?
Well, I start my day at 9. Usually come in with Tim Hortons in my hand. We sit and talk for 5, 10, 15 minutes, and then make our way to the barn and pick a horse.
But I've already fed and everything. Yeah. Are already fed and whatnot, sorted around. Yeah. And we start riding.
Yeah, we pick a horse and we flip a coin on who gets to ride ones that we don't want to ride. And
I say, you ride it. She said, no, you ride it. I don't like that one. She says, I don't like it either. We eventually get a bunch rode that day, but it's like it's always kind of halfway fun. And some buck you off and some don't. And yeah.
Some are fun. And
And we have clients come, and it's kind of nice. And when the clients come, because we've got them, we think we have them kind of okay trained, right? And it's nice to put decent horses with decent people, and they match up real well. You know, it's kind of cool. And we got a leasing program that, if it doesn't work, you lease them, take them home, bring them back, trade them for another one, and no one ever loses any money, and it all goes along good. Because horse traders have a bad reputation, but that we don't have it here. We're kind of lucky. Some people like her, and she's all right.
Next question that I'll have, can you tell me a bit about, you sort of touched on it there, of what you get up to in a day and the goings-on, but can you tell me a bit about sort of what's made the business so successful here?
Honesty? That's okay. I like to think that anyway. You go downtown, nobody wants to beat you up. I mean, and we go to the bank or grocery store or whatever, and we don't have to worry about that someone's mad at us, right?
Because you just got to be honest in this world, because, you know.
I mean, call the horse what it is, right? Tell it how it rides.
Yeah.
And spit out what we know about the horse and
show it to them, and they see it, and if they like it. And
Yeah,
we've got a lot of clients coming back telling us that, you know, they absolutely love their horse and showing us pictures and saying thank you, which is really, really nice to see.
And I'm sure during all of that you've come across some challenges. Can you tell me maybe of some of the challenges or one of the biggest challenges that you've had to face?
Well, I guess it really depends on the market, right? When COVID hit, a lot of people weren't doing riding lessons, so we weren't able to sell riding school horses to most of our clients. They were sending them back, they were this and that. So I guess when the market's up, it's good. When the market's down, it's kind of just scraping by.
And then a last question to end things off on. Can you tell me about the rewards about working here and the work that you guys do, and sort of maybe if you have like a favorite memory per se?
I think it's mainly getting the feedback and getting our clientele coming back and saying, hey, we've had this horse for like 10 years and it's been the best horse ever and we want to thank you. And then the clients end up coming back and back to buy more, which is really nice to
Makes you feel good that you managed to get these horses picked right and they were sound and
found the right match, and the people are just thrilled and they want another one.
Yeah, and they come back and buy some more, and they say, oh, and people come and say, oh, we don't trust horse traders, but I check so and 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 so, and they said you're okay. So it makes you, I mean, and we like doing nice things with the horses and, you know, kind of going along. It kind of makes you feel good. And once in a while you get to pay the bank.
Well, alrighty. Well, those were all the questions that I had for you guys. So, thank you very much for inviting me out to the farm today.
Thanks for coming.